This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Minnesota Wild make one kind of large move at the trade deadline, picking up Brazo is his name, Justin Brazo from the Boston Bruins. Jesse Pierce from NHL.com and Bar Down Beauties podcast joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jesse, first, let's talk about the fact that the Wild didn't make too many moves at the deadline other than dealing a two-for-one. Tell me first about Justin Brazo, other than the fact that he's a monster. He's a big dude. What did the Wild get in trading for him?
I mean, that was really it. They also moved around some money a little bit, which is something that Bill Guerin desperately needs, even down the stretch here, to get recalls and reassignments and all of that good stuff. Hopefully, no more injuries, but just in case, it gives them a little bit of breathing room. But I think size was the big factor for Bill Guerin. He loves those big bodies, and those big bodies certainly come in handy during the playoff push here, during the playoffs in general. So that's kind of the big thing. He's got experience, too. I mean, he had some good ice time with the Boston Bruins, so that's always solid. In general, though, I think the size was a big. Also, he plays on the power play, and Minnesota Wild, as we've seen all season, can use any edge that they can get on the power play, which has struggled mightily. So I think those are the benefits. Bill Guerin, like you mentioned, not doing a heck of a whole lot because his hands remain tied with the salary cap.
Jesse, when are we going to see this team have more consistency? We've got these streaks. They win three games, lose three games, win two games, lose a couple games. That's just the way this season has gone. And we all know that there's a lot of injuries out there, but we just haven't been able to find that rhythm to keep these moves and win 7 out of 10 and something like that. Is there some reason behind that that you see as far as, is it the players that are actually on the ice, or is it because our injuries are just an unbelievable number?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's a little bit of both. You hate to use injuries as an excuse because every team goes through them. Even the best of the best have the same struggles as Minnesota have done. Now, it seems like it's a constant theme with the Minnesota Wild the past 2 years, but injuries definitely play a role. I mean, you think of the line chemistry in general. When you have guys in and out of the lineup, as the Minnesota Wild have had, and when you're relying on guys who are coming up from Iowa, it gets hard to find that consistency. It gets hard to establish any sort of rhythm, even when things are going really well. And then to that second point, as you mentioned, Pete, it's the players. I think Marco Rossi, I look at, is the one player who has been consistent night in and night out. And I can't really think of any others who have done the same. We need to see that out of Matt Boldy. We've talked about that, how good he played at Four Nations. And to see that consistency carry on into the Wilds would be great, because Matt Boldy is a phenomenal player. But he has peaks and valleys right now. He's in that time of his career where he can't seem to get that consistency. So he's another player that I really look at that needs to find that groove. So basically, if we can all play like Marco Rossi and be healthy, it would be great. That's the key to it. But no, I think it's a combination of both for sure.
Health is a huge factor here. Jesse Pierce joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jesse, in your mind, what does the lack of movement say about Bill Guerin and the Wild at this moment? Is it that he believes that this locker room has what it takes to make the run, or were there some swings and misses on deadline day that didn't work out?
I think it largely is him believing in this team. I mean, again, this is a team that he's composed, right? It's his guys. It's his guys that he also maybe locked into a few too many no trades and no moves as well. So bearing that in mind, he wasn't able to get a heck of a whole lot out there. I don't know that there were probably necessarily swings and misses, only mm-hmm. because the asking price for so many players was so high. You know, I know Brock Nelson was a guy that Minnesota fans were very excited about the potential. And there's still potential for him to come back during free agency, because to my knowledge, Colorado hasn't extended him by any stretch, but he gets a first and he gets a high prospect and, you know, pieces that Bill Guerin, I don't think, was willing to part with. And again, he doesn't want to overpay for a rental piece, especially with the unknowns of Joel Eriksson-Ek and with Kirill Kaprizov and with Jonas Brodin now, too. You know, they are adamant that all three of those players will return by the regular season. So that also tied him up a lot, too, because he had to bear in mind that their salaries are going to be coming back during the regular season. So I think Bill Guerin, of course, likes to be active. He's a guy that likes to get in the mix, likes to get in the game, but he is showing his patience too, and kind of, you know what, this is what we're able to do. And he believes in not only the guys he has, but he believes that those three injured players will be back. So he kind of made his bed and is lying in it and committed to that.
Jesse,
get me wrong. Okay. I love Brock Nelson, but I'm not sure I'd give up a first round pick for a 33-year-old. Just me.
No, that's, I completely agree. I just, yeah, that was quite a bit.
Jesse, did you get a chance to watch much of the high school tournament? And if so, which teams impressed you the very most?
Oh, she was rooting for Matamidi, don't you know?
Oh, come on, don't you know? The Zephyr is going for my boys on Wednesday.
That's my backyard.
I know, but it's great, right? You get to wear the Letterman jacket, because of course I do. I love it. No, I was surprised. The Zephs had a tough year anyway, so I wasn't necessarily too bummed that they got bounced right away, because I don't think it was their year. They just kind of were down in general. But yeah, I watched a ton of the games, and oh my gosh, I think this was the best tournament I've witnessed top to bottom. Like, the games in general were so good. Even teams that you weren't expecting to kind of do exceptionally well. You go Lakeville South, and them giving more had a run for their money. Stillwater had a really great team and made it a heck of a game in the AA championship against the Spuds. You got a little bit of new blood in there too, or blood that you've seen before but haven't in a while, with St. Thomas Academy and even East Grand Forks getting in there, and obviously the Iron Rangers with Hibby and Chisholm. So in general, I loved the competition. I loved the parity. I loved that every game was a game. And of course, I just love the hairs, the turnouts, all of the good stuff that comes with the state tournament, right? It's just such a vibe. It's so much fun. It makes you very proud to be a Minnesotan for those couple days in St. Paul.
Wild hosting Pittsburgh this afternoon. Jesse Pierce from Bar Down Beauties podcast and NHL.com. Okay, it's the obligatory, where are we at with the injuries? Do we know anything more than the last time about Kirill and his chances of coming back? Clearly they think he's coming back at some point, or else they would have just put the LTIR and use that money towards something at the trade deadline. So he's going to be back at some point, but is there any more of an update this time, Jesse?
There's not, and I believe Bill Guerin would scream at me if I even broached the idea he did mention. And, you know, and I get that with Bill Guerin saying, hey, I don't want to tell you guys 17 days, and it turns out it's 18, and you're all upset with me, right? Like, I do think Bill likes to be as honest as he can be while also, you know, not full transparency. So, no update. Obviously, all of them not playing today. I don't believe any of them have started skating yet. So that's also a big indication of when they'll be back, right? I've heard Joel Eriksson-Ek is on crutches and probably even further away than we had hoped. He's the one that I'm even more curious about. Kirill, I think, is they just have an overly cautious surgeon that just really wants to make sure, and they have to be careful. And then Jonas, it's an injury he's been dealing with all year, week to week. I don't foresee any of them coming back within the next 2 weeks. I'll give it that. I think it'll be still at least another 2 weeks away.
Fair enough. Jesse Pierce, thanks as always. Always appreciate your contributions. Sorry the Zephyrs didn't go a little farther this year. But
Next year. We'll bring it back.
Next year is the year. Appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, right?
That's great.
Thanks for joining us. Thank you.
Thanks.
Boy, you hope that 2 weeks is okay, but I just I mean, clearly the Wild know things that the rest of us don't, right? I mean, if they didn't, then this roster would look different. I truly trust Billy Guerin. I do. I trust him.
The elephant in the room, though, still, and I've said this numerous times, is we are still a third place / wild card one team some way, somehow. So the chips are still falling into our favor throughout the season.
Thanks to a great start.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that, we'd be in a regular, your cliche, you know, 500 wild team. Yeah.
Yeah. You cannot be reactive as a general manager. You just can't. And truly, Guerin, I think he did the right thing. I did not, I was not thrilled there, or he did the thing that, I shouldn't say the right thing. He did what he could do. He just didn't have a lot of opportunity. And there's no reason to make a trade just for the sake of making a trade. There just isn't, especially if you're going to have your guys back. So I trust Billy. I trust that he knows what's going on with the Wild, and I trust that this team is a playoff team because of that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
A great start as well.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.